All right, we're doing a little music theory as it relates to songwriting. See, some people think music theory is a stifling thing, like it will hamper your creativity or something, but it actually, the opposite is true. It just speeds everything up, and you'll still write the music you hear in your head, but you'll be able to get there much faster, and you'll have a lot more choices when it comes to, you know, putting chords together and things. And this is a perfect example. We're doing the harmonized scale in the key of C. What it means is, you know you have do, re, mi, fa, sol, as a basis of music, but then you learn to put chords on it. And so we're playing it in the key of C. We're doing and how we're doing that is, play along with me. We got C major is the one chord, the chord based off the tonic note of the C major. And then D minor, that's re, and E minor, that's mi, F is fa, or four. And then we do G for five, and then A minor for six. Now seven is B half diminished. Rather than learn that chord, we're just gonna do a G or a G7 in its place. Ti do. Okay, so one more time. The whole scale. Three, four. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. And then do G7. And then C. Do. You could also go backwards. You're gonna do that. Do. And then G7 for instead of B half diminished. Do, T, A minor, La, So, Fa, Mi, Re, Do. All right, that's pretty cool. And as we did last time, any of those chords, you can pick any of those four chords and it sounds good together. You know, in your song up here, we had C, we had G, we had A minor, and it all sounded good because they all belong to the same family. But how many families are there? That's the question. There's 12 notes total in our world, right?
There's 12 families then.
12 families, you got it, that's right. So we're not going to do all of them, obviously, today, but let's do the one of G. Right? So now you might not even know how to do a G major scale, and it's not important to be able to play that because you can sing that. Again, this is songwriting for singer-songwriters. You know, all we're doing is about talking about putting chords together. The point of the story is the formula that we had, C major, D minor, E minor, F major, G, A minor, and B half diminished, can be summarized as 1 major, 2 minor, 3 minor, 4 major, 5 major, 6 minor, 7 diminished. And if you keep that formula, you can start your scale on any particular note. So if we started on G, right, and then just follow the letters, you know, it's going to have an F sharp in it, but it'll be G is the 1 chord, A minor is the 2 chord, B minor is the 3 chord, C is the 4 chord, D or D7 is the 5 chord, E minor is the 6 chord, and then F sharp half diminished, which will use D7 in its place. All right. How did I get there? How did I know what the notes of the scale was? It's because it follows the formula whole, half. This is a story for another day, but we're doing the express version. So a whole step means 2 frets. And a half step is 1 fret. The formula for creating a major scale is whole, half. It means that between G and A is 2 frets. Right? Do it with me on like the 6th string, for example. Play the 3rd fret of the 6th string, the lowest string. Yeah, play the 3rd fret. That's G. Yeah. So if that's Do. Do. Where's re? It's up 2 frets or a whole step. So on the same string, do re. That's A. And then go up another whole step. That's mi or 3. And now you got half. That's right. That's right. Whole. One more whole. And then whole. And you're back at fret 15. because it's from 7 to 8 is a half step. Good, awesome job. So come backwards. Now you're on one, go from one again. One, and then wait, half step between 7 and 8. Oh, here, go slow. Ding, and then 7 is half, 6 is whole, 5 is whole. So it's easy to get confused, right? But this is my handy dandy way of memorizing. Okay, you ready for this? I'm gonna give you the short, hang on, don't even do it yet. I'm gonna give you the shortcut for all shortcuts. Are you ready for this? But you gotta memorize it. That's the thing. Some teachers make you memorize a lot of CRAP. I don't. I only make you memorize very small amounts and then you figure the rest out. Between 4 and 5, wait, I'm sorry, 3 and 4. Between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 is the half step. Everything else is a whole step. That's right. Everything else is 2 frets. Between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 is half steps. Say it back to me. Between
3 and 4 and 7 and 8
are both
half steps.
And everything else is a
whole.
That's why is that so huge? Now you can make a major scale anywhere. So let's do the G again. You don't even have to know the note names. We got our starting note. Is that a whole or a half, by the way?
Whole.
All right, that's a trick question. So I kind of glossed over this point. That when I say a whole or a half, it describes the distance between the two notes. So I think you answer correctly, like it would be a whole to the next note. But just that note in and of itself is neither a whole nor a half step. It's just a note, right?
Yeah.
But between that and the next note is a whole. So you answered correctly. I think you read into the question, which was wise to do, but I'm just explaining for the purposes of the recording.
All right.
So we got do or one. How to get to two is a whole step. How to get to three from there, go stick with me, we're at two.
Sorry.
So we got one, and then two.
Two.
And then how far to three?
One.
Whole, right?
Whole.
And then is 3 to 4 our half step? Yeah, it is. And then how far 4 to 5? Whole. How far 5 to 6? Whole. How far 6 to 7? Whole. And how far 7 to 8? Yeah. Awesome. Now on the way back, if you count that this is 8 that you're on, you should have no problem going backwards. That's right. Good
you have
job.
A big step in the middle.
Good job. One more time. Same thing. Up and down. All the way from low G up and back. Oh, you get screwed up back there. So count on the way back down. So that's 8, and then half step to 7, 6, 5, 4, and then half step to 3, 2, 1. So again, if you memorize 3 to 4 and 7 and 8 as a half step, you can create a major scale anywhere on any note. You know? And how does this help you? Because if you figure out what notes these are, which you easily can, so I shouldn't assume that part. How do you figure out what notes those are that you just played? Okay, I'm gonna tie this in. This is so we're doing two things at once at the same time. It's fretboard theory and music theory. We just did music theory. I'm not gonna do a long presentation on this, but I'm just gonna cut right to the chase. It also applies to fretboard theory, right? In the key of C, there's no sharps or flats, so it goes C D E F G A B. Between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 are half steps. So between E, the note E and F is a half step, and between the notes B and C is a half step, right? So we use the key of C as a guide to find our notes on the scale. On the fretboard. What I mean is, when we play the 6-string open, play it with me. That's, what note is that?
That is,
And it goes Eddie 8 Dynamite, Goodbye Eddie, the names of the open strings. Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah, you said it once, but then I forgot.
Okay, so I'm just reviewing. So it's Eddie. That's E. And then A is A. And then D. And then
C.
Well, Eddie ate dynamite, good.
G, C.
Yup. And then by.
E.
You got it.
C.
And then E, yeah. One more time, so E. Well, name them as you go. E.
E.
A.
A.
So Eddie ate dynamite. So how does all this tie in? I hope this is not too much math, but what it is we're going to use the knowledge of Archaea C and the fact that 3 and 4, between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 are half steps, to the guitar. What it means is between E and F, there's no note in between, so it's only one fret. Between B and C is only one fret. Everything else is a whole step. So repeat it back to me. Between E and F is a?
Half.
And between B and C is a?
Half.
And everything else is a?
Bowl.
That's exactly right. How does that help you on guitar? Because now that you know that this is Eddie, E, play the sixth string open. We need F. So how far do we go? One fret or two?
Two?
Nope.
Half.
It's half because it's E and F and B and C is a half.
Ah,
okay,
I see.
This is a secret how you can... You know, you should thank me for not making you memorize. Some teachers make you memorize all the notes. You have to do, okay, this week you memorize frets 4 through 7, E string and B string. Come back next week, all right? Or I'll chop your knuckles, or, you know. So I'm doing you a big favor. I'm making you think, but I'm also doing you a big favor. And it's way, hopefully way faster. Because you understand the mechanics. It's kind of like, never mind. So we're at E, and how far to F? One fret or two?
One.
So you're gonna go to fret one on the sixth string, and there's your F. And if it's not E to F or B to C, everything else is a whole step. So how far to G? That's right, third fret. And how far to A? Fifth, hang on, go slow. How far to, we're at the third fret of the sixth string, we're at G. How far to A? Whole or half?
Far to A is whole.
Whole, that's right. Because it ain't B to C or E to F. And then how far from A to B?
A to B is a whole.
Whole, that's right, go ahead. And now B to C, is that one of our half steps?
Yes.
Absolutely, so we're at 8th fret now. What about C to D?
Whole.
Whole, that's right. And then D to E?
Whole.
All right, good. So I'm kind of trying to cut corners for you, and it may or may not really work, because you know, in life, there's no such thing as a free lunch, but you can get results super quick just by knowing a few things. Number one, C to D, E to F and B to C are half steps on the guitar and in the piano. You know, if you look on a piano, do you know anything about piano at all?
I used to play piano when I was like 5.
Yeah, if you look on the keyboard, if you can find C, which is the right key right before the two black keys.
Yeah, I know where C is.
I know you know, but for the purposes of the recording, you know, and then you play your scale. Let me just demonstrate it. You got, here's my C right before the two black keys. You play it, and then between E and F, so that's C, D, E. Between E and F, there's no black key. And then G, A, B, between B and C, there's no black key. So if you can kind of get a diagram of a piano, that would be helpful. That's the first thing. Second thing, how do you create a major scale? You use whole, half. Or that can be boiled down to everything's a whole step except between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8. So you could start anywhere. And last but not least, so that's two things we did so far, fretboard theory and the construction of the major scale. The last thing we did was the formula for the what type of chord it is for each scale degree in the major scale is major, minor, minor, major, minor, major, major, minor, diminished. Again, major, minor, minor, major, minor, diminished. Again, 1 is major, 2 is minor, 3 is minor, 4 is major, 5 is major, 6 is minor, 7 is half diminished. Alright, so that's a lot of stuff. But what I mean is, let's finally cap it all off and play a harmonized scale in the key of G. I'm going to play a G harmonized scale, ready? Start on G. So... Oh, 7 is 5. Or just D. And then 6. And then just do D or D7 for the 7th scale. Awesome job. Now we're going to go backwards. Like, do. About why it's so cool to know about the harmonized scale and construct a thing. If you have a song and the song is too high or too low for you, you know, if you're playing, just play C and G and F, and that's too high for me. So my song is. So I'm just gonna, I know that, that the chords of that, if you look at your key of C, is 1, 5, 4, and 5, and 1. Right? But it's too high, so I'm just gonna go down to G and see if that's a lot easier. Way better for me. So this is how you can, it's called transpose.
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk a lot more about that. Great job.